Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about a 16-year-old boy who lived in Italy, which is far away on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Unfortunately, the doctor said that he had a very, very serious disease. It was from Machla, as we call it, a disease that we don't even like to mention the name of it. And the doctor said that he needed to have an operation, but they also told the parents that they really didn't have any hope. And unfortunately, they didn't think that the boy would survive. God forbid. The family then turned to the Rebbe's Shliach in Italy, Rabbi Gershom Mendel Gorelick, and asked him what he could do. He told them, ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe for a bracha. So the boy's brother-in-law traveled to New York, to the Rebbe from Italy to New York, which is a very, very long journey. And he had a yechidus, a private talk with the Rebbe, and asked for his bracha, which the Rebbe gave. But the brother-in-law said that he wanted not only a bracha, that his brother-in-law should get better, but a promise. And so the Rebbe promised that the boy would be healthy, his parents would lead him to the chuppah, that he would get married, and he would have his own children as well. When their brother-in-law returned to Italy and told the family of the Rebbe's promise, not everybody became so hopeful. Some people in the family believed in the Rebbe's promise, and they became very happy. And others were not so sure. One uncle, in fact, was very upset. He said, why did the Rebbe try to give us hope when there is no hope? The doctor said there's no hope. But the boy went through the operation, and it was a successful operation. And a few months later, he himself traveled to New York to thank the Rebbe himself for his bracha. And the Rebbe saw the young man, 16-year-old boy. He asked him, are you the one who was operated on? And when the young man answered yes, the Rebbe gave him a series of instructions about his spiritual development, about how to advance in Torah and mitzvahs, and included learning from the Torah, reading from the Torah every Monday and Thursday. So the boy followed the Rebbe's instructions carefully, and sure enough, today he is married, and he has children of his own, and he is healthy. So we see that the Rebbe's bracha helped. And especially in this case, where the person who's asking the Rebbe for a bracha asked not only for a bracha, but also for a promise. And the Rebbe was able to give such a promise. With each story that we learn, we get closer to the Geula. May the Geula come immediately, and then we will have the opportunity to meet the Rebbe as well as all the other great tzaddikim, and all the other Jewish people, and we will all go together to Yerushalayim. Thank you for joining the story of the day.